Offside.
Lepše bo. Češke desničarske stranke nezadovoljnih državljanov, krajše ANO, nekdanjega premijeja Andreja Babiša, Svoboda in neposredna demokracija, krajše SPD, ki jo vodi češki nacionalist Japonske Tomio Okamura, in antizelena stranka Motoristi zase so prejšnji teden podpisale koalicijski sporazum. Z njim so se predvsem zavezale boju proti nevladnim organizacijam in določile število ministrstev, ki pripadajo posamezni stranki. Stranka ANO bo imela v novi vladi 8 članov, Motoristi 4, Svoboda in neposredna demokracija pa 3. Po oktobrskih parlamentarnih volitvah imajo te tri stranke skupaj 108 poslancev v 200-članskem spodnjem domu parlamenta. ANO je kot relativna zmagovalka volitev prejela okrog 34% glasov. Državljanska demokratična stranka dosedanjega premijeja Petra Fiale je pristala na drugem mestu s 23% glasov. Predvsem stranka Svoboda in demokracija nasprotuje podpori Ukrajini ter članstvu Češke v Evropski uniji in NATO. Posameznim politikam unije pa nasprotujeta tudi drugi dve stranki. Predsednik Peter Pavel, upokojeni general in nekdanji predsednik vojaškega komiteja NATO, je zato že maja napovedal, da bo zavrnil imenovanje morebitnih ministrov, ki bi se zavzemali za izstop Češke iz Euroatlantskih zvez. Takšna stališča je označil za grožnjo državi. Vlado bo kot zmagovalka vodila desničarska ANO, katere voditelj Andrej Babiš je premijsko mesto zasedal že med letoma 2017 in 2021. Politične razlike med vlado v odhodu in vlado v oblikovanju predstavi Albin Sibera, novinar portala BNE in Telenews za Slovaško in Češko.
Currently there is a budget which was submitted to the previous parliament, but now there is a new parliament. So the outgoing cabinet of Petr Fiala is in the rows with the incoming ruling coalition of Andrej Babiš over resubmitting the budget into the parliament, which is something that is expected of the outgoing cabinet to do. Now the Andrej Babiš, who is tasked with forming the next cabinet, he signaled that he is unhappy with the budget, and in particular, some of the things he mentioned was that he doesn't want to spend state money on aid to Ukraine anymore. He also stressed that he is happy with commercial aid for Ukraine, which in this respect is very much similar with what the Slovak Populist Prime Minister Robert Fico did when he came to power 2 years ago, and when he axed the state military aid to Ukraine, but under whose rule the commercial military exports to Ukraine have thrived and have actually increased.
O tem, katera ministrstva bodo pripadla kateri stranki, se koalicijske partnerice niso dogovorile. Vlado nameravajo dokončno sestaviti do sredine decembra. So pa sestavile programski dogovor, katerega večino zaseda obračunavanje z nevladnimi organizacijami.
There is the whole aspect of this program document, which the three parties, ANO, SPD and the motorists, signed in between themselves, and in which they declared they want to target NGOs, which they and they declared that they want to end the political NGOs, which is very much similar to something that we have seen and heard in the past from Slovakia, which has adopted a new NGO legislation this year, and also from Hungary, which is actually in conflict with the EU over its own NGO bill. In this, we can already infer that in these three respects, it will be much different government from the previous one. And it remains to be seen how radical it will be if it's formed and if it comes to power, indeed, as it seems to be, it is about to be formed. But as I already mentioned, it's still in the stage of coalition talks. And the three parties, even though they wield the majority of 108 parliamentarians, they don't have the back. Babiš has not yet been designated as the prime minister, and his ruling coalition has not asked for confidence.
Druga največja koalicijska stranka, Motoristi zase, predvsem nasprotuje zeleni politiki in opustitvi pogonov na notranje izgorevanje, podpira avtomobile, premog in češko krono. Poleg tega se zavzema za ukinitev vseh kolesarskih stez. Njen vodja je Peter Macinka, ki si v novi vladi želi prevzeti ministrstvo za okolje. Častni predsednik stranke pa je Filip Turek, nekdani dirkač najslabše kakovostne kategorije formule in avtor knjige o alternativnem zdravljenju Paraziti v nas, ki je pred leti na Facebooku zapisal, da rezervoar za bencin vedno napolni do 88 litrov.
When it comes to the motorists, I think their program could be described as even thinner, and it's basically could be simplified as first and most preservation of the combustion engine under any conditions, and opposition to EU's green policies. And this also relates to the controversy of Peter Macinka possibly coming to head the Ministry of Environment, because one of his strongest proclamations so far has been the infamous statement that the green blood will bleed when he enters the Ministry of Environment. So their policies in general are not very constructive. They're more like anti-policies. Some of the few policies that they have some intersection is that they want to lower taxes, which is also very disputable how exactly they want to do it. One of the measures that they've already announced in their coalition agreement is that they want to lower the corporate tax, which immediately fueled speculation that this is actually designed to benefit companies such as the conglomerate Agrofert, which is owned by Andrei Babiš, and which is one of the largest chemical, food, and agricultural conglomerates in the country, and over ties to which Andrei Babiš is also in an apparent conflict of interest in front of the Czech legislation and the EU legislation.
Zadnja koalicijska stranka po številu poslancev in ministrov je Nacionalistična svoboda in neposredna demokracija. Vodijo na japonskem rojeni Tomio Okamura, med drugim avtor knjig Češke sanje in Velika japonska kuharica ter izdajatelj revije Pivski magazin. V stranki nasprotujejo priseljevanju, zavzemajo pa se za referendum o izstopu iz Evropske unije in večjo zakonodajno vlogo referendumov. Več o SPD in Okamuri, ki je pravkar postal predsednik parlamenta, pojasni sogovorec.
I think what both of these parties have in common is that their policy and programs are rather thin. However, the SPD party stands for freedom and a direct democracy party, and this, in a nutshell, has also been one of its flagship policies during the years in opposition, which is to actually bring about a law which would enable passing of various legislations through direct referendums. Which we already know that this will be near to impossible for them to achieve, because in order to bring about such a legislation to pass laws through direct referendums, there would have to be a constitutional majority of parliamentarians backing such legislation. And this party, even though it has a majority of 108, for the constitutional majority, it would require 120. And it is very unlikely that the new opposition would agree on such a change in a major change into country's legislation, especially given the fact that SPD has also argued for Czechzit in the past, and they also called for the referendum on EU membership and NATO memberships. And the opposition parties are against this, as is the ANO party of Andrei Babiš. The SPD party has for long called for inclusion policies in public education, which were designed to help students from minorities in the country, as well as handicapped students, to be part of the mainstream public education. And the SPD party opposes this. It's been criticized that the background of this opposition is are their racist attitudes, especially towards the Roma minority and towards the Ukrainian minority, which is the largest minority in the country.
Kot meni Sibera, je sodelovanje med ANO in SPD zagotovljeno skupnim interesom voditeljev obeh strank po preprečevanju kazenskega pregona proti njima.
Probably should be mentioned that Tomio Okamura himself also faces criminal investigation into racist campaign of SPD from last year, and so this is something actually that may very well bring Okamura together with Babish in this coalition, as Babish is also facing a trial over subsidy fraud, and both politicians are expected to back each other. If the authorities ask for the removal of their immunity, so this coalition may well hold simply because these politicians will stand together and exercise their majority to strike down any such request.
Kot omenjeno, je predsednik Peter Pavel napovedal blokado določenega izbora ministrov. Toda, kot pojasnjuje sogovornik, je predsedniška funkcija predvsem ceremonialna, tako da bi bilo ustrajanje pri zavrnitvi imenovanja nominiranih ministrov v večini primerov protiustavno.
The constitution is relatively clear about this. It says that the president appoints the nominees, and it really needs to be something very serious, such as some kind of I think it's something like a criminal offense or something very clearly in conflict with democratic standards or legislation of the country, in case of a particular nominee that would empower the president or at least give him some justification to strike down or refuse to sign in a particular nominee, which possibly could be the case in someone of as Filip Turek, as Petr Pavel signaled. But even there, it would still have to remain to be seen if Pavel would actually really enforce this, because if we look at the history of the country, it's not that common that the president would do something like this. Of course, the predecessor of Petr Pavel, a nationalist president, Miloš Zeman, exercised or extended his powers beyond what the constitution expected of him, and he regularly objected to the nominees, by which his critics were always saying that he's actually, what he's doing in practice is that he's actually exercising influence over the cabinet, which is not how the country works constitutionally. So it would be quite a stretch, according to some constitutional analysts, if actually Pavel did something like this, and it is unclear whether he would do something like this yet. We may see this perhaps in case of one nominee, maybe, such as Filip Turek. I wouldn't expect this to see in more than one case.
Koalicijski program v tej točki predstavlja kompromis med manjšo evroskeptično stranko in večjo stranko nezadovoljnih državljanov, ki članstvo Uniji načeloma ne nasprotuje.
Program dokument also stipulates that the forming coalition will not question the Czech membership in the EU and in the NATO, which is seen as the influence of ANO inside the forming coalition, and this alone also does not mean that that Babiš will be pragmatic. It may be that he will be more pragmatic in his approach to the EU, but it is also something he, once in the coalition, he will be dependent also on the majority of votes from the SPD and motorists. So once his government is signed in, it is unclear how Babiš will react. He, maybe in comparison to SPD, he will be less radical, but he has been critical of Brussels for most of his political career. He's been critical of Brussels' green policies, and ironically also of some of the Brussels subsidy schemes, even though his own company is a big beneficiary of the Brussels structural funds. And Babiš has already declared he will be against the EU immigration policies, against EST2, which was also questionable how he will do this.
Nova, še malo bolj desna češka vlada torej verjetno ne bo toliko proruska, kot se boji češki predsednik. Več razlogov za skrb imajo kolesari in nejaponski priseljenci. Offside je pripravil Matej.